How much of the strife in your life is self-imposed and actually in your mind? Can you get to a place where your mind no longer gets to make you unhappy? I sure hope so, because we are going to dive into that today. Are you ready for a way out? Hello, hello. This is Lara Pareca. We're going to find a way out because none of us enjoy suffering unless maybe somebody does, but they really don't. Suffering. What causes our suffering? For the most part, it's our thoughts, our perceptions, and our interpretations of events. Stay with me here. Think about it. How many times have you dwelt on the past? You catch yourself thinking about something to do with the past, and you're like, why am I doing this? Or you're worried about the future. Yeah, we've all done that. We've all worried about something that's not in our control right now. That's not even here. Have you ever had negative self-talk? Oh, yeah. That's a big one. That's a doozy. Some people practically ruin their lives by having negative self-talk on the daily. Gotta learn to be kind and understanding to yourself first, or how can you be kind to others? And then fourthly, unrealistic expectations. Usually of ourselves, but sometimes of others. If you have unrealistic expectations, do you think that could cause some unnecessary suffering? You bet it can. Guys, we have to learn to manage these thoughts, but we also have to learn to challenge these thoughts. Let's dive in, shall we? I'm reminded of a joke that I learned when I was a teenager, and it was called Why Worry? And it said, either you are healthy or you're sick. If you're healthy, no need to worry. If you're sick, there's only two things you can worry about. Either you'll get better or you'll die. If you get better, you got nothing to worry about. If you die, you'll have two things to worry about. Either you'll go to heaven or you'll go to hell. If you go to heaven, you got nothing to worry about. But if you go to hell, well, you'll be so busy shaking all your friends' hands, you won't have time to worry. I remember that joke clearly from being a teenager. We'd run around and tell that joke to everybody. Why worry? Well, and the truth is, we do worry, but if we take a look at why, we might be able to kind of unravel this so that we don't have to cause ourselves unnecessary suffering. We want to reduce our suffering because isn't life supposed to be about joy and happiness and love? It sure is. It sure is. We need to be happy. So let's see how we can do that. Well, the first thing that comes to mind is, and there's no pun intended, developing mindfulness. You know, if we can become aware of our thoughts without judgment, that's the first step. We're going to become aware of our thoughts without judgment. No judging of them, right? The next thing we can do is challenge our thought patterns. If we catch ourselves, let's say, before work every morning, saying to ourselves, oh, I'm going to have a bad day, oh, so-and-so is going to probably do this, and such is probably going to happen. Challenge the thought patterns. Say to yourself, I see a pattern here. Let's challenge that, and then let's try to create new habits, because that's the trick. So much has to do with habits, which is why my first website was 7dailyhabits.com, because habits can be created to improve every area of your life, whether it's relationships or work or money or your health. All these areas can be improved and many more just by becoming aware first and then creating the right habits to change those things. Another is to cultivate self-compassion. You see, oftentimes when we're not compassionate towards ourselves, that's when all these things start. It starts with a low self-esteem, a low concept of ourselves. And we can change that. We surely can. We can change it with better self-care. We can change it with more realistic expectations. And then also, you know, by seeking support. Sometimes we can't do it ourselves. We need help. So don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. Here are the things that can happen if we don't reduce our own suffering. We can become the kind of people that think everything's a catastrophe. The sky is falling. The sky is falling. Remember, said the Was it the little redhead? She ran around saying, the sky is falling. It's nothing but trouble. And the truth is, it's rarely a catastrophe. We always tend to make things out to be worse than they are. Some of us do this more than others. Another problem that can happen if we don't learn to reduce our suffering is we become full of self-blame and guilt. Self-blame and feeling guilty never helped us do anything. Another thing that can happen if we just don't reduce our suffering and we spend too much time in our mind creating these problems is the fear of the unknown becomes overwhelming. No, none of us know what's going to happen in the future. We can have an idea. Just think about right now, exactly behind your head. Do you know what is exactly behind you? Now, you might have in your mind a picture of the room you're in and a mental map of what's behind you, and therefore you're not afraid. But some people get so caught up in this mental suffering that they are even afraid, very much afraid of the unknown, even so much so that if they go to, let's say, a restaurant, they have to sit with the wall behind them to feel safe, because God forbid something could be behind them that it's the unknown. They don't know what could be behind them. Another problem you could have if you overdo it in this area is comparisons. You could begin to feel less than because you're always comparing. And here's the thing that comes to mind when I think of this one. When my younger daughter was in third grade, she played the piano like a maestro. She was so fabulous, just self-taught, never had a lesson. But when I would try to videotape her, she would always get shy and stop and say, Mom, stop, I'm not that good. And when I challenged her on that, she pulled up a YouTube video of a 5-year-old Japanese boy who was like a savant. He was like amazing. But that wasn't fair for her to compare herself to that little boy, because in her entire school of like 702 children, she was the best. But that didn't matter to her because of that little boy that she showed me on YouTube. See how comparisons can kind of work against us? It really made her feel less than, and that suffering was all in her head for no reason. Another thing that can happen, here's another negative outcome, is becoming too attached to outcomes. Sometimes we care too much, if we're a student, about getting the A. We have to get an A. We're going to drop that course because we know we're not going to get an A in it. And that can really, really interfere with our future plans. We've got to learn how to not be too attached to outcomes. And so that is one of the problems that we can have if we don't get control of this. But don't worry, because we're going to get control of this. We're going to figure this out. Relationships can be affected by this. Your work can be affected by this. Your money can be affected, and so can your health. How? How, Laura? How can my relationships be affected by this being a negative nilly? Well, it's not just being a negative nilly. It is dwelling on the past, worrying about the future, having negative self-talk, unrealistic expectations, and this suffering is all through your thoughts, through your perceptions, and through the way you interpret events. For relationships, for example, you could take something someone does and make up a story about it and be in your head, think, the reason they did that is they don't like me and they're not going to be my friend and they this and they that. And you create this drama in your own head and it's not even true. Or let's say to do with your work. You're like, you know, in the past, that coworker was nothing but trouble, and now I've got to partner up with that person again. So now I know it's going to be nothing but trouble. And you create a problem in your head before it even comes to pass. Have you ever had unrealistic expectations about how much money you were going to make by what age? And then when you become that age, you feel like a failure because you didn't make that money. So now you're never going to try again to make a whole lot of money. See how we can create these problems? Even with your health, I have known people who have created their own ill health in their minds. They have talked so much about negative outcomes that they have actually worried themselves sick. Don't let that be you. Let's reflect on how much better life could be if we decide that we're going to take a look at this and we're going to reduce our own suffering. Are you with me? Good. Let's do this. Now, here's what we have to do. We have to look at these different pain points that there are about this topic, and then we can decide what's our area of weakness. How can we become more aware, and how can we make some new habits? If we can do that, we can stave off a lot of this self-suffering. So let's take a look at the first one, dwelling on the past. Is that one of your problems? Is that one of the things that you have an area of weakness in? You dwell in the past? If so, jot it down, because we're going to become more mindful. We're going to become aware. And then we're going to challenge the thought patterns. And then we're going to cultivate some self-compassion so that we can stave these things off before they even become a problem. So that's the first one, dwelling in the past. What about worrying about the future? Do you do that much? Do you know anyone who does? Because if we can start to find the pattern, then we can deal with it. How about negative self-talk? You can tell who the people are who have a lot of negative self-talk because they have a very poor self-image. They have a very low opinion of themselves. Maybe someone in their past spoke poorly of them, usually a parent or a teacher, and they internalized it, and now that voice is stuck in their head. Can they get it out of their head? Yes. Is it going to be hard to do? Yes. But can it be done? Yes. It's a matter of having the will to work it out. And of course, the knowledge. You know, you want to kind of be able to be aware of these things and have the knowledge so that you can then use your willpower to change things. Do you have, we talked about dwelling in the past, worrying about the future, negative self-talk. Do you have unrealistic expectations? This can be a big problem for people that are striving to do well in business, or they've got these really strong health goals to be in their perfect shape by the time they're, you know, by the time the next 12 months rolls around, or to, as we said a moment ago, make a whole bunch of money by a certain age, or to get a certain position, like I've got to be the CEO by the next 5 years, or I have to be an entrepreneur that makes at least 6 figures a month by this date, or I've got to be in a steady, loving, one-on-one relationship, you know, before the summer. If we give ourselves these unrealistic expectations, do you see how that can cause suffering, let alone the stress just along the way? But you're not going to meet some of these expectations. Now, that doesn't mean don't ever have a goal. But it does mean that be aware that you could be causing your own suffering. And once you're aware of it, you can say, let's see, what am I doing? Be aware without judgment. Don't judge, but just say, look, I see myself having this pattern. Negative self-talk. Or maybe I worry too much about the future. Or wait a minute, I really have been dwelling on that past event that was so traumatic. Or I just had unrealistic expectations. There was no way I could have got it done by that date that I gave myself. So decide, you know, where do you want to focus? You got to pick one of those areas to start with. And then, of course, at some point, you can, you know, go to the other areas if you need to. But let's just start with one area of weakness. Now, you've already become aware of it. Good job. Next thing is we're going to create new habits. So you're aware without judgment. Now we're going to challenge those thought patterns. We're going to create new habits. And tiny habits are when you just try, you know, put one foot in front of the other, do little baby steps, and soon you'll be walking across the floor. So let's think of some little things you can do to reward yourself when you do a good job. But for me, I think one of the things that really helps my students the most is the AM routine and the PM routine. So before bed, creating a routine where maybe you have some mantras, or maybe you do some stretching, and while you do, you reflect on the good parts of the day. Maybe in the morning you have a habit of tapping or doing a little exercise to get your blood going, or maybe listening to some meditations. Whatever it is, stop and think, what can help you change that negative pattern so you have new habits? Because we need to replace the bad with the good. those people that are smoking and want to stop smoking, but they're not replacing that habit with something else, have a harder time. Those that want to lose weight, but they just want to stop eating all the time, and they haven't replaced that habit with another habit, like going for a walk or petting the cat or calling a friend, they have a harder time of it. So we want to replace the bad habits with good habits. And finally, we need to cultivate self-compassion. So what can you do for self-care? Can you start taking a bath at night? So that you can be, you know, pampering yourself, doing something nice for yourself. Can you decide to set realistic expectations and say, you know what, I'm not going to change this overnight, but gosh darn it, I am going to change it little by little. Even if it's 1% a day or a week, eventually I will get there. And decide to be compassionate towards yourself and to do things that help yourself. You want to help yourself. Remember that movie? He says, help me to help you. And the guy's like, what? He's like, help me to help you. Well, we want to help ourselves to help ourselves. And then it goes without saying, we should also seek support if it's too hard for us to do alone. Because sometimes we do need others. You need to be able to lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on. Does this episode help you? I hope so. You can be realistic and realize that you're not going to change things overnight, but you are going to change things. Or you can just keep suffering and keep suffering and keep suffering too much. But now that you know, you can't unknow that you are responsible for your own suffering. So why not reduce some of it? You can do it. Until next time, I hope that you get active on this. Take heed to what we've talked about. Listen again if you need to. Share it with a friend so you can talk to your friend about it. And then get going on this, because you don't want to be unhappy any more than we have to. Life is hard enough. Love you lots. Talk to you again next week. Bye-bye.